107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Ann Swerdfeger is on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And did you have a nice Canada Day? We had great celebrations in Stratford. Did you have a nice one?
I sure did. Stratford does Canada Day so well. There was so much to do. Everything was fantastic. It was great to see you down at the square.
Oh, my goodness.
The fabulous fireworks. We're so fortunate to have such a big celebration in such a relatively small town, aren't we?
Yeah, it was so much fun. And, you know, speaking of which, with the Stratford Festival, love the post just recently, kind of spotlighting Canada Day, if you will, that the Stratford Festival has showcased over 150 Canadian plays since 1959, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? And, you know, the festival's developed a lot of those. I would say maybe half of them. In Antony's term alone, he has developed more than 30 new Canadian plays.
And that is incredible. And, of course, that continues this season with Anne of Green Gables and Forgiveness.
Anne of Green Gables, it's just endless. I think back to some of the plays. I remember the first Canadian play on the Stratford, on the festival stage, was James Rainey's Colors in the Dark.
Okay.
And I was just a tiny kid at the time. But I learned as we were doing the research for that's about a child with measles. So kind of timely now again, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, well over 150 Canadian plays again with many adaptations, that sort of thing. But it continues this season again. Anne of Green Gables, such a hit, such a big hit.
Oh, it is. Everyone asks me all the time, what's your favorite play? And, you know, they're all my children, I have to say, but Anne of Green Gables is truly one of my absolute favorites. I absolutely loved it. And, of course, we've got two other new Canadian plays this year on stage, Ransacking Troy, which is in rehearsal now, and The Art of War, also in rehearsal now. So that is two brand new ones. And then Forgiveness isn't brand new because it did have a couple of productions, but this is, it did go through a lot of development here. So, you know, we're getting close to half the season being Canadian work really spectacular.
Isn't that just incredible? There you go. Again, the variety, the incredible variety with Stratford Festival. But boy, Anne, we are now into Meehan Forum season, I guess we could say.
We sure are. July is a very busy month, and I know a lot of people who live in Stratford love to get out to the Forum. Well, they're going to want to be out at the Forum almost every day this month because there is one fascinating thing after another. We start with what we call Peer Into the Playbill, which are this year events that look behind the scenes. So we have one with composers and sound designers, and one with the history and design of Shakespearean gardens, which, of course, our new head gardener, well, not brand new, she's been with us for a little while now, is Joelle Bulbrook, who is a local person and went to school here at Central. Like, she probably went with your kids and mine. I know she went with mine. And we have, so that's going to be the history and design of Shakespearean gardens. And everyone loves the gardens, and particularly the carpet garden that we do every year to the circle side of the festival theater, and it takes weeks to complete, and it always tells a story of the plays in our season. But this is going to, of course, stretch far beyond that and going to be a fascinating event with Joelle and one of our former head gardeners as well. And then we're going to talk about the role of understudies. The difference between an understudy and a swing, which is something I find fascinating. Well, I mean, obviously, there's going to be a lot more information than that in this event, but that's one of the things I find fascinating, that in a musical, yes, you have understudies for all those roles where people have to speak, but all of those dancers need to be covered as well. And something called swings cover those dancers. So they have to be on call all the time and ready at a moment's notice if someone twists an ankle or if someone falls ill or is sick, wakes up sick that morning. They have to go on to cover any one of those parts.
Unbelievable.
And there's always a male and a female because that's the way the choruses are broken up. What an incredible capacity that must be for a person, don't you think, Jason?
Oh, I can't even imagine. And again, that just shows you, you know, that's all about theater right there. You've got to be, show must go on, and you've got to be ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yeah, and in any part.
Yeah.
Really spectacular. Even the little children in
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The swing to cover all of them. It's just incredible.
Oh, wow. All the behind-the-scenes stuff that you're not even, not necessarily even aware of, for sure.
And then another great event is coming up on Monday, July 7th, so this coming Monday, and it's called the Words of War. And as you know, Jamie, I've talked a lot about the anniversary of the end of the war in Europe and Japan, and we have a play commemorating each one of those this year, as it's the 80th anniversary. And we also have a very special form of it, which I think people are really going to enjoy. It's directed by Richard Azunian, who, of course, was a director here in the 80s, has directed some magnificent musical work for us for Stratfest at Home, was the creator of the musical of Dracula we did in the late 90s, early 2000s, and also was the critic for the Toronto Star for a long time. And he has created this wonderful event, as I said, The Words of War, a Churchill and Shakespeare cabaret. And in this, he looks at the life or at the career, I guess, more of Shakespeare, and it includes readings from his speeches and diaries and letters, and those are interwoven with some related verses of Shakespeare. And then lots and lots of singing, music hall songs, Gilbert and Sullivan, fantastic stuff. And it's led by Garrett Wynne Davies, with Laura Condlin and Jonathan Goad, and of course Laura's in Annie, and Jonathan Goad is in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and Garrett Wynne Davies is in The Winter's Tale. So they're all lead performers in the company this season, and I think this event sounds absolutely fantastic. So I hope people get out and see that.
Oh, for sure.
Then we move right into the CBC Ideas Week. I'm afraid those are all sold out, but people will have a chance, of course, to listen to those on Ideas closer to the winter time, and they'll be on the Ideas podcast as well. And if I'm sorry, I'm talking to Blue Street. Well, not
there's,
street,
well, and,
street
and
here,
there's,
Jamie, I'm not letting you get a word in.
Oh, no worries, Ann. There's so much happening with the Mee and Forum.
So much. And Dana Manning's going to do her album release on July 14th. We've got song and dance workshops for Annie and for Scoundrels. So much coming up. But I did want to say that since I mentioned the Ideas podcast, that the festival also does a podcast, and it is based on our forum. It comes from our forum events. It's called the Everyday Forum Podcast, and we are going to be bringing it out starting later this month. So we can't, of course, do every single event. We don't have the money or people to be able to turn every single one of these incredible forum events into a podcast, but we will be making several of them into podcasts. So if you miss something or if you really want to listen to something again, you will have that opportunity, and those will be brought out. We put them on YouTube, so you can watch them, listen to them there, and you can get them through Apple, through the Apple Podcast supplier, and also through Google Play podcast supplier. So lots of ways to get that, as well as on Stratfest at Home.
Oh, very good. Everybody loves a podcast. And before we let you go, gosh, we should mention too, backstage tours of Tom Patterson Theater, and then coming up, backstage tours of the Festival Theater are happening, and that's always very popular.
They are always so popular. We really get to see what goes on and where we all work. And, of course, getting in to see that beautiful new Tom Patterson Theater is always just tremendous.
So much happening with the Amean Farms again. Yes, including Dana Manning. Her album release concert is set for July 14th. We're so looking forward to that. And Dana Manning, along with Pete from the Bookends, all worked behind the scenes for the Canada Day celebrations on Tuesday.
We have a great community, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. And, you, of course, you included, Anne, for sure, right at the top of the list.
And you, Jamie, right back at you.
Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Get your tickets. Shows continue. Me and Form events and so much more. Stratfordfestival.ca. And thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Terrific to talk to you. Happy Canada Day week.
You bet.
Yeah, there you go.